Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It's 9:36. Good morning, my friends. Wednesday, February 7th. Hump Day Wednesday, we are right in the middle of this thing. And oh, if you didn't know, it's not from our lack of talking about it, Giving Hearts Day. Happening tomorrow. And a couple of our favorite groups in here, Valley Lake Boys Home. Carla's in from Valley Lake, and Maria's in from Kinship. Ladies, good morning. Thank you so much for showing up here on the show today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, Marie, we'll start with you. And Kinship, what's going on? How does this tie in with Kinship and Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, so Giving Hearts Day, we've been involved with that for the past few years now, and each year we're growing. It's a great opportunity to connect with people from our community, from our state, from our region. We see people that share our mission of mentoring youth and the importance of placing positive influences in kids' lives. From all over the state, we have Giving Hearts come in. So it's just a really great platform for us to meet with people who share the mission and also connect with other nonprofits.
Right. And we do, we were talking earlier, we do have a lot of them. And you have been busy at Kinship doing good things. You got matches going on. And tell us about the process.
Yeah. Well, we just wrapped up January was our National Mentoring Month. And so our main focus that month was matching youth to mentors. We actually did 12 matches. 10 of them were lunch buddy mentors that will go to the school and have lunches with kids and just connect on that level for a couple hours a month. And then we also had 2 community matches, which is the more one-on-one match with a youth that they get together a minimum of 4 hours a month and spend time together over the next year and be that support and friendship for the youth in need.
How does somebody become a mentor?
They give Kinship a call. Mm-hmm. We can talk about what your lifestyle is like, what kind of hobbies you do, how would a child fit into your life, and we go through the application process, and we do a training at Kinship, and we look at Rebecca and I look at our waiting list of kids and who we know would match up well and fit in well with that person's lifestyle.
Right. Well, and again, it doesn't all run on good intentions, too. You need money for this, and that's kind of what Giving Hearts Day is all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Carla, step up. You are next. Again, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
Talk about Valley Lake Boys Home. You've got, you do such great work out there, so much good stuff going on out there, and hopefully in the future we could talk a little bit more about it. Tell us about Giving Hearts Day and the role that plays with Valley Lake Boys Home.
Giving Hearts Day, we have been participating in Giving Hearts Day for 5 years, and after the second year, we started having an open house where local charities, where we would all come together and have a meet and greet. And it has grown so big that it actually outgrew its first location, and we now are at Hughes Shelter in Chehinkapa Park, and there are 15 local nonprofits involved this year. They're from Breckenridge, Wahpeton, Hankinson, Winemere, Lidgerwood. We're excited about it, and we are having caramel rolls and coffee and juice in the morning, and we're having a free will soup luncheon tomorrow, which all the organizations are bringing soup. So everybody will have a soup that they like, and there will be bars, and it'll just be a fun time. You can come and you can meet all the different charities that will be participating. And if you choose to donate, that's great. But we all like to get our mission and word out to the public.
And again, Carla, people have questions. You must get a lot of questions, too. People asking, you know, what goes on? What's it all about? Tomorrow's a perfect day to get those questions answered.
Yes, it is. It's a perfect day because there will be representatives from all the organizations. And if somebody does have to step out for a moment, they will have plenty of information at their table that you can find out anything you'd like about the organizations.
You know, I love about Valley Lake, you're all about good food out there, too. You know, you know how to tempt us.
Oh, yes.
You know how to tempt us. Absolutely. Well, and again, tomorrow, the perfect day to come out and contribute. Because, like I say, I think a lot of people just get locked into the thinking that you have so much funding coming from all of these other different places. But Giving Hearts Day, really a good day to keep you guys supported, both Valley Lake and Kinship, correct?
Yes, the monetary support is absolutely amazing with Giving Hearts Day. All of us nonprofits have to raise our own matches, so any donation made on Giving Hearts Day is already matched by organizations. That's part of our requirement to be involved with it. But the other thing that is great about Giving Hearts Day and great about specifically tomorrow and all these nonprofits getting together at the Hughes Shelter is it's a great time to learn about the missions serving our community. I mean, we have the food shelter, we have the boys' home, we have the Catholic schools, we have nursing homes, other entities that are serving our mission. And so it's a great, Giving Hearts Day is a great time to also commit to volunteering.
Right. That's a great point. Yeah.
And so it's, you know, coming down to the Hughes Shelter, meeting with all of these nonprofits, learning about their missions and how you can help.
Right.
It's just a great time, and we welcome everyone to come join us and share your hearts with us, and hopefully we can help you connect to an organization that you can give back to our community in.
One of my favorite days of the year, Giving Hearts Day. I'm going to be down there at Hughes Shelter, too, yep. So we'll see both of you down there tomorrow. Carla, Marie, thank you so much for showing up this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. 942 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Helping you forget about the work week. Weekends with Therese Kay on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Fire. Would you hold on to me tighter as the sun?